Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You've been waiting all year, planning, training for this one thing. The 18th edition of the Absa Cup is here. In the football stands, we stand as one. Now, it's time to get together for the ultimate soccer experience, the Absa Cup. Follow the action this March to May and watch it on Supersport, DSTV, and GoTV. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTickets.
Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Teacher unions reject call for nationwide strike. Government denies restricting James Ndambo's entry into Zambia. And in global news, South Africa appoints a special envoy to ease U.S. relations. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mogando. The teacher labor movement has rejected a call for a nationwide strike by the National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, on government's failure to fulfill its promise of upgrading all deserving teachers to higher salary scales due to lack of prior consultations with teacher unions. The movement representing over five unions, including the Basic Education Teachers Union of Zambia, BETUS, Zambia National Union of Teachers, ZANUT, Secondary School Teachers Union of Zambia, SESTUS, and Special Education Teachers Union of Zambia, has described the proposal as premature and misconceived. At a joint media briefing in Lusaka today, BETUS General Secretary Henry Sinkala, who represented all the unions, noted that while a significant number of teachers require salary grade adjustments due to their newly acquired professional qualifications, the strike action is not tenable at this stage. Mr. Sinkala has, however, commended the Teaching Service Commission's upgrade efforts, but has criticized the lack of transparency, causing frustration among many teachers. He has recommended a clear, transparent framework to ensure fairness in teachers' upgrades and has urged the teaching fraternity to remain calm as the labor movement works diligently towards a resolution.
Furthermore, we are of the considered view that there remains sufficient time for the government to implement the adjustments agreed upon during the last year's collective bargaining process in November. We strongly encourage the government to expedite these efforts and simultaneously explore long-term solutions by establishing clear guidelines on teacher training policies. For instance, a primary school teacher seeking to transition to secondary school status should only do so with the employer's prior approval. In any case, we want to state here that the career path progression by any teacher should be followed so that we avoid jumping the gun or jumping the fence.
The Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security has dismissed social media claims that government has barred South Africa from entering Zambia. Some sections of the media recently reported that Mr. Ndambo was restricted entry into Zambia by government. However, Ministry of Home Affairs Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka has described the allegations as falsehood and has urged the public to disregard them. Mr. Kalaluka says Mr. Ndambo was recently in the country and conducted his activities without any interference, as he has committed no offense that would warrant a restriction on his entry into Zambia. He says decisions regarding the entry and exit of individuals are the sole responsibility of the Ministry of Home Affairs, which is also the only body authorized to issue official communication on such matters.
The Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security would like to put it on record that the government has not blocked Mr. James Ndambo from entering the country. Mr. Ndambo was recently in the country and was allowed to do whatever activities that he came to do in this country. We have no reason, therefore, to block Mr. Ndambo from entering the country, or indeed any citizen, especially that there is nothing that, there is no offense as far as we know, that he has committed that would make the government, or indeed the Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, to block his entry.
Police in Osaka have identified the 24-year-old woman found murdered in Garden House area as Dinah Nachula. According to police spokesperson Reha Monga, witnesses reported seeing Nachula drinking beer at Asmara nightclub in the same area where her body was discovered. Mr. Hamonga says the case was reported to Kanyama Police Station on Sunday morning by Isaac Chama, a resident of Garden House compound, and that the deceased's brother, Richard Siame, a warrant officer with the Zambia Army, identified her body. He says no arrests have been made so far, but that investigations are actively ongoing to establish the circumstances leading to the murder of Ms. Nachula and to bring the suspects to justice. Mr. Hamonga says statements from witnesses have since been recorded and added to the docket.
We wish to confirm that the deceased has since been identified as Ms. Dennis Nachula, age 24, of Garden House Compound in Lusaka. The identification was made by her brother, Richard Siame, age 52, a warrant officer with Zambia Army, also residing in Garden House. Further information gathered reveals that the deceased was last seen while drinking beer at Asmara nightclub located within Garden House compound, which is in close proximity to where the body was later discovered. Statements from witnesses have since been recorded and added to the docket. At this stage, no arrests have been made. However, investigations are actively ongoing to establish the circumstances leading to her death and to bring the suspects to justice.
The House of Clergy in Indola has expressed full support for the proposed constitution amendments, describing them as progressive and beneficial for Zambia's development. Addressing the media in Indola this morning, House of Clergy Chief Executive Officer Reverend Jimmy Ngambi has emphasized that the debate should focus on the content of the amendments to facilitate informed discussion. Reverend Ngambi is advising leaders to engage robustly with their members, ensuring they understand the amendments and can contribute freely. He says the House of Clergy believes every Zambian has the right to participate in constitutional discussions and express their views. Reverend Ngambi is further urging leaders not to suppress their members' voices, but promote an inclusive and progressive debate.
This process, which we are discussing today, is more than a year away from elections, which makes it more time reflective than in the past. The House of Clergy holds the view that debates must be centered around the content on the proposed amendments so that citizens can engage in more accurate and progressive debate to support this process.
In global news, South Africa has appointed a special envoy to the U.S. in an effort to ease tensions between the two countries, which have worsened since Donald Trump's return as president. President Cyril Ramaphosa announced in Qebisi Jonas's selection, adding that he would be entrusted with advancing South Africa's diplomatic, trade, and bilateral priorities. Jonas, a former deputy finance minister, made headlines when he made corruption allegations against a wealthy family linked to former President Jacob Zuma. We monitored the BBC for other global news.
More than 10,000 people have fled Sudan's largest refugee camp over the past 2 days after a coordinated attack by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Doctors Without Borders said the civilian left Zamzam in the western region of Darfur and moved to the town of Tawila, more than 70 kilometres away. At least 40 people have been killed in an attack by gunmen in Nigeria's central plateau state. Residents in the town of Zika say the attackers invaded in the early hours of Monday and started shooting indiscriminately. Women and children are reported to be the main casualties. Britain's gambling regulator has charged 15 people suspected of using confidential information to place bets on the timing of last year's general election. They include people linked to the Conservative Party, which was in government at the time.
This is the 18 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7 and 1Z. The business news on Phoenix.